On February 24th, 2022, Sofia Tarasuk was in her pajamas in her dorm room in Kyiv when everything changed.
I heard knocking in the door in my room, and my neighbor said the war started and we need to go to the bomb shelter.
Tarasuk and her friends traveled to Lviv to that shelter, but even as they did, they didn't fully believe what was happening to them.
We thought that that was a joke, because it's hard to understand that in the 21st century we can help war.
Tarasuk would soon flee Ukraine, traveling first to Lithuania and then landing as a student at Brandeis University. We spoke with her last fall as she was adapting to a new life and new plans.
My plan was to stay in Ukraine, in my country, to get a master's degree in my country. I had a job. Everything was so wonderful. I had a lot of plans, a lot of friends, plans to travel in other countries. But, you know, everything changed in one moment.
We checked back in with Sofia Tarasuk earlier this week to find out how she's doing. And so that was the first thing I asked. How is she?
I can't even believe that it's already my 5th month here, and time is going very fast. Now I already know a lot about American lifestyle, and I know a lot about how to live and to be American girl. But still, I always in my thoughts in Ukraine with my family, with my friends, and sometimes it looks like I live two different lives, just in Ukraine in my thoughts, but physically here in US.
Sofia, what's one thing that's different, to use your words, from being an American girl and being a Ukrainian girl?
Talking about my experience and last year, I can definitely say that here in US, I can be in a safe environment, not to worry about bombing or other things which can be dangerous for my life. But being in Ukraine, it's always about courage and thinking about helping other people.
The last time we talked with you, we talked about your family, your parents. You have a brother who is of fighting age there. How is everyone now?
So my family live on west of Ukraine. There is no active attacks there, but my family still feels that they live in war conditions. My parents are teachers, and they are trying to provide education for children in my city. Sometimes they tell me a story about the lessons in bomb shelters. So also, my parents created their own organization, and they help people who lost their houses and who live now in my native city. So they provide them with food, money, clothes, and other things. I even couldn't believe and imagine that my parents would do it once, but now they do it, and I'm so proud of them.
You sound like I would expect a kid to sound, right? Both proud of their parents and also mildly surprised that their parents had it in them to do it.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Have you told your parents that?
I told them it directly, but I think they feel that I'm really proud of them. And we talk actually every day for several reasons, just to know that everything is fine. And also, it's a connection which helps me to be here without them and helps them to be strong and to continue to live and fight in Ukraine.
You know, it strikes me in speaking with you, and we already know you're a resilient young person because of the journey you created for yourself from that moment you woke up in your pajamas, right, on the day the bombing started, February 24th, 2022, to today. So we know you're resilient, but you sound happy. You sound full. You sound okay. What has gotten you from there to here, Sofia?
I think that it is the inspiration of Ukrainians. People in Ukraine, they continue to fight. They continue to be brave. And every time when I read stories of Ukrainians, when I see news terrible or sometimes good news, when I see Ukrainians here in US, it gives me a lot of power also to continue to live and to help Ukrainians here in US.
How are you doing that?
It's very powerful for me to meet with Ukrainians, and we have here Ukrainian community, and sometimes we have some events. I try to join that events, but also This month, I'm working on creating an exhibition in my university. This exhibition will unite a lot of people around the world, because a lot of students around the world who are generally from Ukraine, they decided to create one exhibition about students who died because of the war in Ukraine. And we called this exhibition Unissued Diplomas, just to dedicate this exhibition to students who lost their lives and can't continue studying, enjoying the student life. And in my university, I'm trying to organize everything and implement this exhibition too. And it's a big responsibility for me, because it's a story of 36 students. Each of them is special. Each of them is crucial. Each of them could have continued for decades, but very cruelly interrupted by Russians. And now each story should be remembered by the rest of the world. For me, it's very responsible just to talk about it, just to remember again and again that the war is still going, and we need to do as much as we can just to stop it and just continue to live in peaceful conditions.
So I want to backtrack a little more about the kids that you're remembering, honoring, and calling. I've looked at the diplomas. We're talking about kids who are 17, 18, 19, 20, who died over the last year since the beginning of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. And you talked about the responsibility of helping bring this exhibit forward. I wonder if you feel a responsibility to live and thrive as you steward these kids who didn't into our collective psyche.
Yes, I feel this responsibility, and I have so a lot of opportunities, and I feel that, okay, now I can study, I can see, and I can gain new experience here. And one day I want to return in my country and bring everything which I will gain here to my country and to continue to develop my country. Mm-hmm. Because some people already paid big price for our freedom and for the future of next generation in Ukraine.
When do you think you'll be able to go back?
I wish to do it after graduating, so in 1 year already. But I don't know. When the war will finish, I would like to return.
Do you think about the war in terms of winning and losing? Like, do you feel your country's winning or losing? Do you even think about it that way?
It's a very complicated question, actually, and I can't answer it because I'm not so professional from the side of army side. But I can say that we all still have a lot of strengths, and we will do as much as we can to win. And it doesn't matter how many time we need for that. 1 year, 2 years, I didn't want to make it longer, but I can't influence on it.
How do you think you'll be different as a woman in the world having had this experience?
So I think that this war changed a lot of people, not only Ukrainians, but a lot of people around the world. And I think that especially Ukrainians understood their main strength. It's our ability to stay resilient, and it doesn't matter in which conditions. So I think it will also influence on my future too, because now I know that if you have your values, you don't have to change them, even if sometimes it can cost your life.
And what would you say today are your core values?
My core value is freedom, because when you're free, you can do everything you want. You can change this world for better. But when you are not free, you just survive.
That was Sofia Tarasuk, a Ukrainian student studying at Brandeis University.